Tosfos we're in the middle of. Very fundamental in Yanim of Ishiyos. We're just trying in whatever way we could to try to put things in perspective, understand Pshat and Tosfos. These are all big sugyas, of course. So the first part of Tosfos that we dealt with yesterday, the inyan of Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Ein Bitzdarfin, according to Rav Chisda, how Rashi understands it, how Tosfos understands it. Just again to reiterate, according to Rashi, if you have part of the Mechitza is below ground, meaning Omek, depth, and then you have part of the Mechitza that's above ground, those are two types of Mechitzos, and therefore you can't count it as a Mechitza to combine. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos asks four kashas on Rashi. One is from our sugya, that's how it gets into our Gemara here. Here you see the case of the chakak, when you dig out, when you dig down, and you're using the din of lavud to allow to have the tfanos are close to the sukkah. You're using part of the dofen, which is below ground, keneged the chakak, the part that you dug down, and the part of it is above ground. That's one kasha, and the various other kashas that Tosfos asks. Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos learns pshat. Gidud chamisha, mechitza chamisha means something else. If you have a tail, a mound, some elevation, which is not 10, if it were to be 10, height of 10, and the width of Dalet al Dalet, that would be itself a Rishus HaYachid, but if it only goes up high, 5. So you have this mound that goes 5, and around, and on top of the mound you have around it, on the perimeter, a Mechitza that goes up another 5. So can you combine the Shiurim of the 5 and 5 to create now the status of a Rishus HaYachid on this tail? Because altogether I have the Shir Asara, and that's the Chiddush of Rav Chisda, that doesn't combine. So the other example that Rabbeinu Tam, that Tosfos gives, is the case that the Gemara has of two Chatzeros, where with regard to the top Chatzer, where the division is also a combination of an elevation of 5, which the 5, the upper Chatzer is 5 above the lower Chatzer. In addition to that, you have a Mechitza that separates it. So that's an example vis-a-vis the Elyona of what would not combine. That's the Shittas of Chizda. The Gemara says that the Nogei, the Tachtona, everyone agrees that it would combine. Rav Chisda would agree to that because it's Roa Pnei Asara. So Tosfos uses that as one of his kashas on Rashi. That exactly why is that true? Why for the Tachtona is it considered a separate Rishus from the Elyona, and the Tachtona says it does a separate Eruv? The answer is because in terms of a combination of Omek and Mechitza, that's not the issue. There's no problem at all. Yeah, we defended Rashi. We gave a Yisha for Rashi based on the Ramban in Shabbos. We explained exactly why did Tosfos view the case of Rashi as combining, whereas Tosfos' case did not combine. So the Ramban points out that from the perspective of the person inside, it's really one type of Mechitza. Why did Rashi hold that it's not combining if you have Omek and you have above ground? Because from the perspective of outside, those outside, it's two types of Mechitza. And based on that, we wanted to time that when it comes to Shat, when it comes to Sukkah L'mashal, here Rashi would agree that we can combine it because here all we need is to create a Mechitza vis-a-vis the person inside the Sukkah, not vis-a-vis outside. And then we went through some of the other cases as well, Erev as well. It's enough to create a sense of that Rishus being separated from the other Rishus. You don't have to create a sense of the outside being separated from you. It's just enough to create a sense of you being separated from the outside. That's the reason why it will work for the Tachtona to be separated by 10 from the Elyona, because we focus here on what's inside, and so on. L'maisa, as was pointed out in Seder, someone pointed out legitimately, Rashi is not consistent in this. Rashi's pshat, the Tosfos quotes, in Gidut Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha is in Gitin, Tesvav. If you look in Erevin, Mashal, Rashi doesn't learn that. Rashi learns Kederach Tosfos. So it's interesting. I don't know what to make of that. But Umaisa Rashi didn't say this in all the various places the Gemara quotes this Gemara. Okay, we're going to pick up from the middle of the Tosfos. There's one more inyan that relates to Rishuyos, and then we go back more or less to the heart of our sugya at the end of the Tosfos. So now Tosfos has a kasha that relates to his pshat of Gidut Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Emetz Darfin. the case of muscle of the tail, chamisha, that on top of that there's a mechitza, chamisha, and they're not combining to make rishus hayachid. Vektos is the entoma. The yachashva rishus hayachid mitham the iboy manach aloy aloy midi umishtamish. Tosus uses a concept that's mentioned k'dashkhan b'reish chalon. Tosus quotes a Gemara in Erevin that you can create a rishus hayachid based on the fact that you have the shimush, the use of the surface area, because you're going to create a surface area. Right now there's no surface on the top of the mechitza that's above the tail. You have the middle is totally empty, right? It's hollow. It's only the mechitza is around on the perimeter. But Tosus is essentially saying, let's speak it outside, that what we should have here is the equivalent of a tail that's how tall? 10. What are we saying, Pshat and Rav Chisda? Gidut chamisha mechitza chamisha emet starshin. Meaning, I have two different types of mechitzas. I have a tail, which is 5. That's one type of mechitza. We explained yesterday, if you don't eat good achis, certainly it's a different type of a halacha than mechitza is. If it is based on good achis, it's also not the same as a literal mechitza that's above ground, it starts above ground. So that's a distinct type of a mechitza that works to make something rishus hayachid, the notion of tail. And then on top of that, you have a mechitza, which is a different way of creating a rishus hayachid. And that's the two types of methods cannot combine. What is Tosus asking, in a sense, in effect? Let's view this mechitza, which is al gabi tail, as an extension of the tail. Meaning, it's as if you'd have a tail gavolat, Yud Tvachit. How can I say that? When you have a tail, Gavoras Yud Tvachim, it's all filled up. So it's obviously a space that you can use. You have to have a Dalit al Dalit that's usable. That's the basis, Pashtus, of why you need Dalit al Dalit. That's clearly one of the basic ingredients of what you need for Dalit al Dalit. That has to be royally Shtamshus. The Shalom of Chaim, but there's a separate halacha, mitzad yini karka itself, but that's. It's just a focus. The pashtus is, it's about having a makom for ishtamshus. So how do you have a makom for ishtamshus? It's totally hollow in the middle. But the answer is, the yuso that the Gemara mentions in Erevin, the ibay manach alei midi umishtamish, that if you could put a board, a stone, something across what you have here, which is, again, a mechitza, a gabi atel, but if you can make out of that a surface that you can use. So what you have here, again, is one type of mechitza, namely the tail that goes up 10 tefachim. Where do I see that idea? I mean, why? So you didn't put it there yet. You could put it there. But that's the yisod in the Gemara in Erevin. Gavi amud b'shus harabim gavoa asara v'rochav arba. So you have a classic example of b'shus hayachid by having an amud b'shus harabim, which is according to the measurements of what makes it a b'shus hayachid, it's 10 tefachim high and rachav abba. But now what happens? It has to be rachav abba in a manner that's royal ishtamshus. So now, what's considered royal ishtamshus? That's the question. The not bo yosid koshu. So let's say it's exactly rachav abba, and now you put a peg in the middle of this surface area. So miyato, which means you've now taken away usable space, and it's no longer doubt out doubt of usable space. We might discuss this, maybe it is usable, maybe you can still use it, hang something on it, but the Tosus quotes one svar of the Gemara, that at this point it's lost its status of Rishus HaYachid, because you don't have doubt out doubt usable space. But suppose the Emilo Kulobi Sodos, so at this point with one peg you spoiled everything. No, you don't longer have doubt out doubt of Ishtamsis. Suppose you fill the entire surface of this amud with pegs. Now it's better. Chashiv kul rishus hayachid. Now that entire surface area above the pegs is rishus hayachid. Ho v'ibay manach leimidi umishtamish. Because you could put something over these pegs that are covering the top of the amud, and then you could be mishtamish in that space. So the fact that it's easy to just create the new surface on what you have here is enough to ready classify what you have on the Yesedos, Agabi HaAmud, as Rishus HaYachid. How does the Gemara know? It's a Tosus gives us some, maybe, you might say, maybe more than we need to know. Like, what's Nogea? The Kasha is clear. But Tosus, for some reason, brings us into the whole sugya in some way of how the Gemara knows that this is true. The Daik La Mehad Amar Yochanan. The Gemara is Medaik this Yisod from Rabbi Yochanan's din. We mentioned it earlier in the Tosus, this Gemara. That Rabbi Yochanan said, Bar Bechulia Mistafin Lasara. So what did Rabbi Yochanan teach us? That if you have the earth that you excavated, that you put as a mound, as a ridge around the bor, and together with the depth of the bor and the ridge that you now created out from the outskirts and around the perimeter of the bor, you have 10 tefachim, that's mistarik. What does that have to do with anything? What does that show me about kiech, about Iboy Manachle? But Tos explains for us, really the sugi there with Rashi explains it. Kolomar v'chihecha de mitztarfi la'asara linyan omek. The Gemara's Medayik, maybe in a minute we'll see inside the Gemara Erevin with the Rashi, it'll be more clear. But Tosus is telling us that just, the Gemara sees in Rabbi Yochanan, a chidush, not just in terms of the din, that it's mitztare for the shear of Yud Tfachim, meaning, again, the depth of the bor plus the chulya above it, but also the chulya itself, around the bor. Right? If you take that, the various sides of the bor across, and the space, the hollow space of the bor itself, if all of that equals 4x4, that's also enough for the tziruf as well, even though what am I using here? I'm using part of the space which is hollow. So how does that count as 4x4 available for hishtamshus space? And the Gemara is Medayik in Rabbi Yochanan, right? That there's a tzirif of mitstarfin, not just for the sheer yud, but the sheer dalet as well. The keicha de mitstarfi la sarlin yin omek kuadin de mitstarfi la balin yin rochab. The mimas nisim de Shabbos perak azorek or perak hamotzi tefillin. The katani. Now, where does Rabbi Yochanan know this halacha, quote unquote, chuya sabor? Bor v'chuya mitztafel asar. Where does he know it? Because there's a lashna mishnah that says chuya sabor. If you have, literally, it sounds like it's saying, if you have this big mound around the pit, she'en kvo en asar v'chav en dalid. So it has a din of rishus hayachid. So what do you have to talk about? If it's chuya sabor, it sounds like he talks about a sela there. Obviously, what's the point of the mishnah? We'll see in a second in the sugya. So what is it of Yochanan's diuk? That the Mishnah wants to tell me, what talk about chulyas habor? The answer is bor v'chulyasa amitstar. Daigot v'chihecha de katani asara, and Rav Yochanan's words are v'rach of dalit. Why is he putting in front of you v'rach of dalit to tell me that the tziruf I'm talking about is not just binogea, the depth of the bor with on top of it for the sheer yod, but also for the dalet al dalet, the chiyach the tani asar tani nami dalet, v'amai chashav b'shus hayachid. But why is it so? Halom mishtamish le berochav berochav. You're not using all the rochav. Sha'avir mafsik. So it's not mishtamish. It's going to drop. And the answer is, says the Gemara, elam ma'isol chamemar demanachamita mishtamish hachinami. At some point, I don't have a good yishuf because I'm just being over the question. Why do Tosfos need this arichus? I mean, the Gemara says a yisod ibay manachle. So much to it, you know, TMI, too much information. Like, what do I need? I mean, I'm sure you have to struggle to get all these lines of Tosis. Like, I mean, the Kasha is clear because you told me a Yesod Dibay Manachle. What do I need to know where the Gemara got it from in order to ask the Kasha? There must be something more here, why Tosis needed in some way to support the Kasha with bringing the whole sugya. But okay, once Tosis says it, we don't understand what he said. Let's to take a look at the sugya Tosus is paraphrasing. It's always good to do it. You see exactly where it's coming from. Look in Erbin Ein Ches. Tosus, you know, the derech of Tosus, a lot of times he quotes the Morris very bekitzer and he paraphrases it, but it's good to see it actually inside just to see exactly where it's coming from. The Gemara has here Amar Rav Huna, that's where it starts, about 9 lines from the top. Amar Bishus Arabin, Gavoa Sarachim above, not for Yossi Koshu Miato. That's what Tosis quoted as well. One peg is Mimai, the sheer Dalet al Dalet. So then the Gemara says, when is that true? So the Gemara thinks initially only when it's a certain height. This Tosfos doesn't bother quoting. Abaye Rava disagree, even if it's not Gavoah Shlosha, because Lo Mishtamishle. Rav Ashi counters and says, Afil Gavoah Shlosha, it should be okay, because you could hang something on it. Anyway, that's that part. Then they said, Malukul B'Yasedos Mahu, after you fill the whole thing up with pegs on this Amud, Amalei L'Shmira Chadam Rav Yochanan. Didn't you know of Yochanan's statement? Bor V'Chuyasa Mistarif L'Asara, V'Amai Holo Mishtamishle. That's the Gemara. Tosfos already let us in on what Rashi says. The Gemara doesn't explain much in terms of what Itzor and Rav Yochanan. Pashup Shad Rav Yochanan's point was Mitzdarif La'asara. The Gemara just quotes that and says, but wait a second. Holo Mishtamishle. Holo Mishtamishle has nothing to do with the issue of Asara. If you read the Gemara without Rashi, you might just don't know the pshat in the words of the Gemara. So the answer is Tosfos here leads us by the hand and gives us pshat in the Gemara, which is based on Rashi. Look at Rashi here. Mitzdarefes, Baruch Hu Yasa Karka, Shenitra Mechafira Sabar, Vikipo Bo Pia Bo Savit, right? Mitzdarefes, Lahashim Asar Omeka Bo Savit Shusa Yochid. The Hua Dinami, says Rashi. This is the key that Tosfos by Yas is Mayrechim. The Hua Dinami, so too it's true in Rabbi Yochanan, the Chalal Habor, the Ovi Hekef Achuya. Again, the area that's open, the Chalal HaBor, together with the width of what is surrounding it with the dirt that you made as a mound around the bor. Mitztarfin lahashlim arba l'rochbo l'chayev hanotel me'al gav achuya klum. If you'll take something from it and bring it into a Rishus HaRabim, so that's called a Malacha of Hotzah, because the bor has a din of Rishus HaYachid, has the qualifications of Yud Tzvachim High and Roch of Dalit. And also the other way around, that's Hanosin or Gavah, again, in terms of taking something from Rishus HaRabim and putting it on that Chulya, let's say. Kiditnan Vazorek. No, now Rishus, how do we know that Hu Adinami, that it's Mitzdarif for the Arba? Because where does Rav Yochanan know this Yisod of Bor B'Chuyos Mitzdarif and Lassar? Where does it come from? From a Diuk on the Mishnah. Kiditnan Vazorek. It's a Mishnah that says the following words. And this is really what Tosfos says, but yes, it's Rashi is explaining on the Gemara. Kiditnan Bazok says the Mishnah there. Chuyas habor v'hasara she'ingvon asara chavon haba anotam mehen v'nosin al gavon chayim. Again, the statement of the Mishnah was, chuyas habor, if you have a mound around the pit, or if you have a sela, and they happen to be gvon asara and chavon haba, then it has an Rishus HaYachid b'nogeya, someone who takes something from it to Rishus HaRabim, or takes something from Rishus HaRabim and puts it on that. Chayev. Umeahi yalef Rav Yochanan l'tamei. He learns out his inyan, his isvara. The Amar, my area the tani chuya sabar v'asela. Why talk about chuya sabar v'asela? Listen, habar v'asela. Why talk about chuya sabar? You want to tell me that this is Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid with a depth of yud and a roch of dalet. So who talks? What's chuya sabar? Sela more or less tells you the idea of something which is up, above ground, and Bor would tell me something similar to it down below. So like, what do you need? Chuyas HaBor V'Asela. What's Chuyas HaBor adding to the din of the Mishnah? It says of Yochanan, here's what it's adding. El HaKamashmelon, Da HaBor V'Chuyas Mitzdafin L'Asar. That's what Mishnah phrases in such a way, Chuyas HaBor, that tell me that you can use the Chuya to be Mitzuruf to the shear of Ten Tfachin. V'Chihecha D'Shamina Mina L'Gova. And just like we know this is true regarding the height, Shamina mina nami, the mixtafin lepusya, pusya means rochav. Why? Dakatani rochavin abba. Because what is the Mishnah's words? The Mishnah's words that Yochanan is extracting his chidush from. What is the Mishnah's words? Chuya sabor basela, that what? Shehein what? Gvon asar urochavin abba. And what is the chidush according to Yochanan by saying chuya sabor? Chuya sabor amitstari for what? But the Mishnah says two other words. If the point of saying Chuyas HaBor is to tell me the Chiddush of Tziruf, and the Mishnah mentions in that connection two different Shiurim, so the point of the Chiddush has to be there's a Chiddush of Tziruf not only in terms of the what, in terms of the Asara that's mentioned, in terms of the Abba that's mentioned as well. This is Pshat in the Gemara. This is where she's explained. So what do you see? Shamina Mani would staff in the pusta doctani, Rukhavan Abba. So why does the Gemara quote of Yochanan? The diok ultimately lies in what? That there's a din of the yisod of the bani manach. It's really a yisod that you can get from where? From the Mishnah. So why is more quoting of Yochanan? Says Rashi. The haide nakat hachad Rav Yochanan lo nakat lo nakat masnisin mishad masnisin lo tani tzir of behedya. Mishnah just says a statement. Hasela, choyas abar basela that are yud and dalid, hanolta vanosein, it's a din of ishus hayachid. But you don't really see that halacha black on white in the Mishnah. It's Rav Yochanan who extracted that chidush from the Mishnah, from the diuk of the Lashon Mishnah that talks about choyas habor ve'asel. Why choyas habor? They say the board, talk about the sela. The answer is choyas habor is a chidush in its own right. The Nogeat Siruf says Rav Yochanan choyas meaning mitzdafen la'asar. But Rav Yochanan is getting from the fact that the Mishnah says that it's yud tfachim, which means it's a tzir for yud. And the Mishnah also emphasizes rachav dalit, which means it's a chidush and tzir of dalit. So all that brings the Gemara to say a chidush, that if you have a situation where technically there isn't surface right now that you can use, but what you have here allows you to put a surface on it that would make it easy to be mishtamish. So even now, it has a din of dalit al dalit hishtamshes, and it can qualify as mishus hayachid. Having quoted this Gemara, which quotes Rav Yochanan to learn out this whole Indian, Tosis brings it back to our situation, namely his pshat in Rav Chisda. The Kasha and Tosis own pshat in Rav Chisda. What's Rav Chisda saying? Gidud chamisha means, as the Tosis said, gidud means a tail, let's say, that would be high five fucking, and then you have on top of this mound a machitza that goes up another five that's surrounding this tail for another five trachim high. So now you're not mitzarif the two types of machitzos to create a stas of mishus hayachid. Why not? Because it's two different types of machitza. One is a machitza by virtue of the elevation of the tail, and as we mashed yesterday, without good achis, with good achis, but it's a unique type of a machitza. And the other halacha machitza is the physical machitza that's constructed above the tail. Tosis, so therefore it's not mitzvah. Factosis, but wait a second. With this yisod of Ibai Manachle, so I can view this combination as not two different types of machitzas, but rather as one type of machitza. Namely, what do I have in front of me? In effect, a tail of yud. How could the top part be a tail? It's hollow inside. The first five is a mound that's totally closed up. But the next five is just a machitza, but it's totally empty inside, right? It's hollow. The answer is no, but it's right for ishtamshus, right? I can put something on it, put a board on it, and I can ishtamish on that. So therefore, what Tosis is saying is, so on the top of this area, the top of the machitza, it's like putting it on top of a tail of ten. So in Mela, I have my rishus hayachid by virtue of a regular tail of ten. Ibai manachleis. Tosis gives an answer, no kimta. Yeshlomar, the Hachamayri, knows what Chiz is talking about, the following, where it has to tell me the Chiddush of Emet Starfin. What type of a case would he have to tell you this Chiddush that you wouldn't be able to say anyway, it's a Rishus HaYachid by virtue of this Yesodi Boy Manachle? The Teos Shehurachav Harbe, it's not a small mound, it's a very, very wide area. The Eser Amos, the Eser, came Chatzit. It's totally open, very wide. The Lashachach Shiva Rishus Hayachid Mitambi Manachle Amidi Elvid Avetzar, Kain Amud Rochav Dalid. The Gemara there in Shabbos, talking about an Amud. So it has Rochav Dalid, and then you have the Yesedos that are all on top of it, and then you can put a flat board on top of those pegs. But if you have a mound which is very, very wide, and then you're going to build a Machitza around an expanse of 10 amos, so what are you going to have? How are you going to create a surface that's going to cover all of that and be able to sustain itself? I mean, I guess, right? Because you're talking about what? Just laying something over this long area and it's going to stay there and then you can be able to use it. Not practical. It's not going to work. You have the wider something is and then you have to cover it, you're not going to be able to have usable space. That's Tosus' answer. L'chaira, there's another answer that one could have suggested, which is what the Tosus Arash essentially says. And Tosus in Erev, Kemat There's no ramis to this. L'chora, there's a nafgamina. Go back to the kasha. Between saying that it's Rishus HaYachid by virtue of this notion of Yibayim Manachrei, or saying it's Rishus HaYachid by virtue of the Tzirach itself, of the Gidud and the Machitza. Namely, if I would go with Yibayim Manachrei, so what is Rishus HaYachid exactly? From what point is it Rishus HaYachid? From what point? Above what? Above the machitza. In other words, this machitza has edges, right? I mean, right now it's a fence around the tail and the perimeter. So if you, that top of that machitza is Rishus HaYachid, because you know it could become usable space of Dalet al Dalet by virtue of putting a board there all the way across. But if you're talking about on the actual, you know, point of the tail, in other words, on the base of the tail, where it's, you know, where the machitza starts going up, in other words, at the point of five, would that be Rishus HaYachid according to Tosa's logic? No, chayra, it's only going to be on the top of the machitza. That's the top of the tail. But if we were to say that gidut chamisha, machitza chamisha amitzdarek, so then what would be Rishus HaYachid? Right on the bottom of the, you know, right after the five, where you have the base of the tail before the machitza starts, that space is considered to be Rishus HaYachid because you have five already, and then you have the five machitzas, the machitza of five above that. So that would be Rishus HaYachid. So l'chora is a simple answer. This is what the Tosfos HaRosh in Gittin suggests in response after bringing the kasha. You have it right. Brings the kasha, and then he gives the teretz that we have here in our Tosfos. Yeshua b'demari hachav b'teil shurachav harbe. But then it's a b'nira li the lo kasha. The hadi amrina the kasha is just a yachid shem dibay manachalei kama rosh ha'amud. And so it is by choyas habar v'asela lein hanotam mehem b'nosin al gaba. In other words, for the tzirif of dalid of the boar. So what's going to happen is that this al gaba, that's going to be that's the point that you put the board. That's the point of Rishus HaYachid. Avagabi tail, afilu manach midi lave, havi Rishus HaYachid, avotocho havi kamalis. But what's in would not be Rishus HaYachid, be a kamalis. It wouldn't be Rishus Sarah, it'd be kamalis. Kimo bayis chein tocho asara, the kiruv maskel masara, the case of the house. We get to where it's right now. Not 10 tfachim inside, so it doesn't have the yud tfachim. If something is 10 test tfachim, not yud tfachim, it's a kamalis, it's not Rishus HaYachid. So you wouldn't be able to create the Rishus HaYachid status on what's inside. So again, Chorotos is an error, but also makes this point that the Chorot would only be a Rishus HaYachid from the point above. So you have to know what in Tosis here, in Sukkah, consider that a simple answer, that there's a nafkamina, that it's not mitzdarif, because if it were mitzdarif, gidul and machitza, then it would be a Rishus HaYachid below. So you have to know, this is more than yonim of Ishuyos, but what about this idea called chori Rishus HaYachid, that the Gemara is going to talk about by the case of the bayis? Something is, it opens to Rishus HaYachid, it has a din of Rishus HaYachid, so maybe Tosis would think that if you create Rishus HaYachid al gabe HaMachitza, then maybe what's below that is Chori Rishus HaYachid. But then again, if it's not Dalet al Dalet over there, Dalet al Dalet is only above because of the board, so maybe that wouldn't work because Chori Rishus HaYachid needs to be Dalet al Dalet also. So that's not so simple either. Pashtas, that's correct. That Chori Rishus HaYachid is only where it's Dalet al Dalet, but maybe, again, Rav Chaim makes mention of this point, I think, also. Does Chori Rishus HaYachid need to be Dalet al Dalet? Or if you have Rishus HaYachid, then Chori Rishus HaYachid could even if it is not Dalet al Dalet. That's a whole, I think Rav Chaim discusses that, remember, with Pratim, but maybe that connects to our Tosfos. Maybe our Tosfos would hold that it could have Din Chori Rishus HaYachid, even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, so therefore it's still no nafkamina. Because if you can have Rishus HaYachid on the top, based on Yibayim Manachrei, based on this idea, then the bottom part would Mimela be Rishus HaYachid because of Din Chori Rishus HaYachid. And what would Tosis hold? What Tosis Rush hold? Maybe not, because it's not Dalet al Dalet. You can't give Chori Rishus HaYachid Din Rishus HaYachid, it's not Dalet al Dalet. Lo yodea, I'm not sure exactly. But this is the answer Tosis Rush seems to say on this kasha. This is the Inna B'shuyos that we have. A couple of people have questions. Let's go. Yeah, no.
Yeah, how is this Rosh Mechalik between a bar and this tail? Now, why is the tail a caramel? Shouldn't you say this?
No, caramel is, because caramel is means if it doesn't mate, it's not Rishus HaRabim, but it's not Rishus HaYachid, because it doesn't have the criteria Rishus HaYachid. Let's mashum, Amud Gavor Tes, not Gavor Yud. Rosh of Dalet. Or, right, so that would be this classic example of a caramelist. So it doesn't have the enough, it's not tall enough to be Rishus HaRabim, but it's Amud Bishus HaYachid, that Gavoa Tes. So that would be the example he gives by the Bais. The Bais is not, if the inside is not Yud, so it'd be, so if you have over here, the place above the Mechitza could be viewed as Rishus HaYachid, because you could be by Manachle, but that's only Manachle above the Mechitza. What's below the Mechitza in the hollow area, or on the point of the tail that's, you know, that has surface, but before you get to the Mechitza, so the after the first five, in other words, that wouldn't be Rishus HaYachid. And that's why you have to tell me this new halacha, but I would have said, but Gidud Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha Mitzdaref, so then I could view that as Rishus HaYachid too. So that's his answer, that's his other answer, that if it's not a kasha, Tosus is not a kasha. So I wonder why Tosus here not suggests such a teretz. Yaakov.
Why doesn't the Rosh Hashanah have to start at the top of the mound?
The Ibai Manachle means it's starting at the top of the Mechitza.
Right, the
our
case, the tail case. We're saying,
because if they're Mitzuruf, then what does that mean? If I have a Rishus, and it's a Mechitza of 10 Tfachim, so that means that the karak of that Rishus is Rishus HaYachid, because it has a Mechitza enclosing it of 10 Tfachim. If I'm allowing a Mechitza of 5, to combine with the tail of 5, so then when I get to the mound and I'm on the top of that mound, or I put something on top of that mound which has a machitz of 5 around it, that combines with the fact that you've already elevated 5, so the top of that mound is now a shesayachid, if they would combine. So that's why he has to tell me gidul chamisha b'chiz mishadah not mitzvah.
Is there no point that we're going to put something on top of the tent? So wherever you're only going to put things on that link.
You could
so
put,
you could
throw something. If you throw something from Rishus HaRabim and it lands on the, you know, on the surface of this mound.
But it won't though, because we're putting a plate. I mean, the whole
No. You don't have to put a plate. Ibai manachle. No. The issue is not whether the plate's there or not. You don't have to have the plate. If you would take something from the edge of the machitza, there's no plate. That would be a violation of Hotza. Why? Because the edge of that machitza is Rishus HaYachid. I, the Rishus, it's not Dal al Dalit. Ibai Manachle. It doesn't have to be there. Same thing by the bar. In other words, if if you take the perimeter of the bar, the mound around the bar, and you add the dimensions of that with the hollow space of the bar, you get Dal al Dalit, then the surface of that perimeter of the bar has a Dinam Rishus HaYachid. It's not because there's a beam there. You don't have to have the beam there. It's the fact that this space is called use. This surface is considered part of a surface of Dal al Dal of Ishtamshus. Even the ear space, so to speak, is Ra'i for Ishtamshus. Why? Because you could make it flat with a board. You could put a surface there. So then whatever surface you have now is part of a surface of Dal al Dal that's all Ra'i Ishtamshus. Because I can see the potential there of using that space, even the space that right now has nothing there, but it could have a beam there, it could have a board there. And therefore, this entire area, so right now there's no board, there's only the edge. But that's Rishus HaYachid. So again, but it's not going to make the part below Rishus HaYachid. It's only the surface itself
smaller,
above.
It's not wide enough at the bottom of the board yet. That's the difference. By the tail, already from the beginning, like the top of the tail is already Arba Amos. But by the Bor V'chayasa, the bottom of the... We can't say, like, oh, the bottom of the Bor is also beginning, because that's not Arba.
No, there's no beam to talk. No, there's no beam. There's no... The whole point is because you're putting a beam. The beam is only going to be put at the point that you can put it. Okay. Rafi Avram. Yeah.
I'm not sure, but why can't you simply say an answer that the whole issue in Arba was that they can't combine? They're lacking the height. But even if you make it, wouldn't go to the opposite, you still have a height of 10 to get Rishus HaYachid. the whole point of the two mechitzos is to combine if they're different. Even if you're able to combine the width with putting a sheet on top of it, or having the ability to put a sheet on top, it's not 10 feet tall. Two mechitzos can't combine.
No, again. You don't need to combine two mechitzos. That's the point. If I use the yesod of Ibai Manachle, then I'm not really talking about two mechitzos. They're not two types of mechitzos. It's all the same mechitza. The tail goes up 10. Normally a tail is not hollow in the middle, but the answer is I don't see it as hollow. So if I use the principle Ibai Manachle, then it's not two different mechitzos. I'm not working with tziruf here. I'm considering the tail to be as high as the top of the mechitza that's on top of the tail. It's all one. It's all the same definition. This is considered an elevation, 10 tefachim from the ground. The top of the mechitza vis-a-vis the ground is 10 tefachim. It's as if I'd have a tail 10 tefachim. It's just that you wouldn't imagine something hollow to be a tail. It's not usable. It's not a tail. The area, the surface area of Dalet is usable. Here it's just a mechitza around it. So that sounds like a different type of a mechanism of mechitza. The answer is no. So you're right. In terms of that, it's not mitzdarif. But if I want to consider the surface area of the mechitza to be as if it were there were a beam there, and the entire area that's hollow would be covered by this beam, so it's part of that Dalet al Dalet surface, so then it is considered like being the top of the tail. So it's not about combining anything. It's the same thing.
Why wouldn't it be considered the top of the
The top of the mechitza is going to, Tosa wants it to be Rishus HaYachid because it would be Ki'ilu, what? It would be Ki'ilu, it would be, the tail goes up 10 tefachim. Because, why wouldn't you consider it to be that? Because, how could you say that? It's not, if it was literally an amud that's 10 tefachim high, then the entire surface area is Dalet al Dalet is usable. Here, Tashtis, it's not that way. Here you have the whole area in the middle that's hollowed out, that's empty.
Didn't that happen when it wasn't hollow, was it?
Yeah, what is a mechit? Here's the amud, here's the tail, and then you have, on the perimeter of this amud, you have a mechitza.
If it wasn't hollow, you couldn't...
No, so that's the point is, so then that the top is just the edge of the mechitza, which is on the perimeter of the tail. So it sounds like the two different things. There's tail and there's mechitza. The Torah says, no, but the top of the mechitza can be viewed as part of a larger surface. Because since Ibai Manachle Midi, you could put something across both sides, all sides of the perimeter here, and it would cover it, and then you could use that space. So it's considered like the entire area has surface. And therefore, it's not about combining two different mechitzas, it's the same mechitza, it's the same concept. It's the same. That was Tosus Kash. That was the Yisod he brought in from Bar Bechul Yasa, from the Gemara in Erevin. Now, it should be clear, no? Should be clear. Yeah, Avram.
When Osos brought the case of the tail, he's saying that, like, I was originally, he's saying, like, I agree that this would for sure not be the Sarah. And it's, like, almost similar to the case where you have the two Hatzeros, and it's like the El Yona, where you're...
That's right. That's again, don't forget, it's only Rav Chisda. Merema disagrees. Right. Merema says it's the Sarah.
So when Osos Arosh brings the Kasha of saying that if it were to be that you could be starved, then the inside would be good, Tosfos was never trying to say that. I mean, the best thing that would happen would be that you didn't accomplish anything. I mean, with the tail, when you put the plank on top, okay, he agrees that the top is good now, but still the bottom wouldn't be good.
Right.
Why does Tosfos just think that the bottom would be good if I had...
No, because he means if it would have been, the kasha was, okay, Emet Starfin, but it's going to be Rishus HaYachid anyway. So my nafkamina Emet Starfin, it's Rishus HaYachid anyway. So the answer is no, but there's a nafkamina. By saying that a mitzdarfin, it's important to know that, because were it to be mitzdarif, fundamentally, let's say according to Mereimar, who argues on Rav Chisda, then it would make Rishus HaYachid even below. So that would be an answer to Kasha Tosfos.
Is it possible to say, though, that maybe Tosfos wanted he didn't have the Tosfos answer, because maybe you could look at the top as a case of a Chatzero Tachtona, where it's like you're seeing the two, like the Chatzero Tachtona, you see the Gidud and then you see the wall. So this is kind of like seeing the flip side, where you have the wall and then you have the tell. Even though it's what you could...
But again,
what are you gaining? Case.
What are you gaining? In other words,
the fact is,
Tosa's question was, let's make Rishus HaYachid the top of the Mechitza. So what do you, and if that wouldn't gain to make it Rishus HaYachid below, so then you need Rav Chisda to tell me that it's not Mitztaref because of the below. That's the simple answer Tosef Rashi gives. Okay, let's see the last part of, I'm sorry, Ari, please. The last part of Tosef, this is now getting to, back to the heart of the sugya in our Gemara. Back to our case of fixing the sukkah. So we have a sukkah that's not the requisite height of 10 tefachim. What do? You dug in the middle of the ground, you dug down, and now you have from the bottom of what, the pit that you dug to the schach is in fact 10 tefachim. So is it kasher, says the Gemara? If there's less than 3 tefachim to the walls, then it's fine. Then it's kasher. If it's 3 tefachim or more, then it's pasul. Fectosis. V'im toma. V'perkam ed Shabbos, gabi bayis, she'en tochu asara, v'chokak bo la'shlimo la'asara. We have the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We have a case of a bayis where the inside space from the floor to the ceiling is not 10 tefachim. What did you do? Now, the kiruyo, in other words, if you go from the outside in the roof, then it would be asara. But inside, it's not asara. Chakak bo, lashimu asara. You dug down inside the house, and you now have the pit, from the bottom of the pit that you dug to the ceiling, you have asara. So that would create a din of Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara goes on to say, not just in the pit, but even in the rest of the area, where it's not asar because of the chori rishus hayachid. That's the Gemara over there. What's the problem? The Gemara doesn't make any distinctions between the distance of from the pit to the walls, like it does over here by sukkah. Amai lo mechalek ki hai gavna. Why doesn't it also offer the same parameters that we have over here? Im yesh mitzvascha kakav lakosu shoshit vachim. This is a kasha that all the rishonim are bothered by. How do you reconcile the sugya in Sukkah, Dav Dalet Amud Beis, the case of Chakak over there, with the case in Shabbat Zayin Amud Beis by the Chakak of the Bais? By the Chakak of the Bais, it simply says that if you are digging down, Tosis Hashkim or Asar, that's Tosis Lishitaso on the top of the Tosis, right? That the case is not that you dug down 10, but you dug down that now you have 10. That's the Shita of Tosis that he asked the Rashi before. And it's mamish the same case here for a Sukkah. And yet, when it comes to sukkah, we require that the distance to the kosel be less than 3 tefachim based on lavud. And over there, there's no mention of that at all. It sounds like it's kasher in all cases. What's the difference? How Tosus understood our sugya, why it has to be lavud, is not clear in the kasha. But Tosus simply pointing out two gemaras, and they seem to be at odds with each other. We have the case of bayis, the case of sukkah. Both are examples of digging down to create enough distance between the floor and the ceiling. In one case, by sukkah, we require the distance to be less than 3 to get to the walls. By bayis, there's nothing mentioned of that sort. Sounds like it's kasher all the time. What's the difference? And for Tosus, we see the words carefully. V'yishlomer, d'lodami rishus Shabbos, shu limnoa regel rabin. With sukkah, the be'inan machitzos smuchos l'schach. Tosis is machalik between the inyanim by saying what? Rishus Shabbos is different than sukkah. Rishus Shabbos is about limnoa regel rabin. Sukkah is halacha of mechitzos muchos l'schach. This is what we brought out from the beginning of the sugya. Chora, these words of Tosis make very clear that the chesaron over here, if it's 3 tefachim or more from the walls, the chesaron is one of distance. The mechitzos are not smuchas l'schach, and that's halacha that's required by sukkah. So what Tosus means apparently then is that Rishus Shabbos, you don't need that mechitzos to be samuch to the bayis. Tosus says by sukkah it's mechitzos smuchas l'schach. Pashtus he means to the sukkah. The mechitzos of sukkah have to be samuch to the sukkah. But that's not the case by Shabbos. Why? Shabbos, Rishus Shabbos is l'mnoa regel rabin. Meaning, therefore, to do that, to accomplish that, you don't need that the walls should be samuch to the bayis. In terms of l'mnoa regel rabin, So the walls can be whatever distance, and it accomplishes that purpose that people, right, are not going to come in. It's a way of separating the Rishus from what's outside. That's the Rishus of Shabbos. Sukkah is different. Sukkah, you need Mechitzus Muchas Rishach, but that's not necessary by Shabbos. What's the purpose of Mechitzos by Shabbos? What is the purpose? To create a Shmira. Lashon of the Rush, we'll see more in the Rush, but just to add a word, the Lashon of the Rush, when he starts off like Tosis, then he says something else, which we'll have to get to. I have it there. Harishus nishtamer aydei mechitzos afil rechokim imenu harbe. That's what I want to add from the Rush. Gabi Shabbos, by Tzuka, yidei mechitzos muchas l'schach. And the Rush quotes the Mishnah later. So it's possible it's three tefachim away from the schach. And with Gabi Shabbos, you only need Harishus nishtamer aydei mechitzos afil rechokim imenu harbe. So what does he mean? What you need by Shabbos is the result, the Pol Yotze, what results from the Mechitzas. What results is that there'll be Shmira. So that can be accomplished from a distance as well. What? Masha'enkin by Sukkah, you need the Mechitzas to be summer. If you look in Tosis in Shabbos, a little more words are added. Let's see if we can just take the point of Tosis, how he explains it in Shabbos. Same kasha, same teretz, basically, with a little more added in the words. V'imchakak bo Tosis zayin amibayz in Shabbos. V'imchakak bo dalet al dalet. So it says, so what does the Gemara say? Just take another look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye. This is the case of Bayez she'en tocho yud v'kivuya maslim ul yud. So betocho and metalgin el dalet amos. It's a caramelist. Amar Abaye, however, imchakek bo dalet al dalet v'eshlim ol yud mutar l'talgin bekulo. My time ma v'chorish usayach. This is Abaye's point. Everything becomes mutar now, not just the chakak itself. The kasha l'riva, maishna misuka, de'ena gvo yud, amar pekam besuka, chakek bo eshlim ol yud, im yesh mitfas al chakak v'kos ogim utfachim sua, pachs v'galgam u'ksheira. The shiny hasam gabi suka. The beinan sheyu mechitzos muchos l'schach. This is the part that we have in our Tosis. Sukkah is different. The mechitzos have to be smuchos l'schach. The alfinan hasam mechitzos. Mi basukos, basukos, basukos. Kedamin and hasa. Hirchik tzikos minat fanos, psula. Lachi bi'inan sheyehe pochos mi gimel, de tzarech et tzarev hagidot shel chakak u mechitzos, kedei sheyiyu smuchos lischach shekenegen anegen. So Tosis is emphasizing very much the point of basukah being unique in that what? You need smuchos lischach. And therefore, you need the pachas migimel with sareif that they should be smuchos l'schach. Again, and what's the other side of it? Shabbos doesn't have that halach. Why? So that's what our Tosis points out. Our Tosis says, Rishus Shabbos is l'mnoa regel rabbi. So that, as the Rush says, that can be done from afar, from a distance. Well, let's think about this for a second. Just two things. First of all, just a question in terms of Havana, just a chat, really. Wait a second. I'm confused. In terms of the Gemara and Shabbos, were there to be a din that you need smuchos by Shabbos? Then, what are we saying? Then it would be no good, right? It would be no good, unless it's less than three. But what happens? What does the Gemara say happens? What happens? It's mutter l'talta where?
Everywhere.
Because chorish is a yachid. So then he is smuchos l'schach. He is smuchos to rish is a yachid. What's the problem? It's a trick question. one second. It's, if you can carry everywhere, so then wherever you, so then wherever the tfanos are, however far it is smuchos, because chorish is a yachid. Good. Say it again.
It's only after you
create the Rishis HaYachid Nechakak, not sequentially, but conceptually, then you can say that it's Mutu L'Tautu even out of the Chakak because of Chorish HaYachid. But if there would be halacha, were there to be halacha of smuchos, that the Tfanas of the Shabbos have to be smuchos to the Rishis HaYachid, so then you have never been able to create Rishis HaYachid to begin with. And therefore you don't have a Chor Rishis HaYachid either. It's only a consequence of having created Rishis HaYachid in the Chakak. Therefore, it becomes Mutter to Metalto outside the Chakak based on Chor Rishis HaYachid. So you have to tell me why it's okay, even though the Tfanos are far away from the Chakak. You can't say, well, wait a second, if you're going to be able to carry at the end of the day everywhere, so then what's the problem? No, it doesn't work that way. Conceptually, first you have to establish Rishus HaYachid in the pit. And then you can say, Chor Rishus HaYachid, you can carry everywhere. So we have to tell me why it's considered Rishus HaYachid in the pit before I talk about becoming Chor Rishus HaYachid. So what's the answer? The answer is there's no halacha of smuchos by Shabbos. Why not? Because Shabbos is just about Limnoa Regel Rabin, says the Rosh, that could be done from afar. The result of the mechitzos is accomplished through however far they are. It's Limnoa Regel Rabin. They're kept away. They're kept out. However, now let's go back to Sukkah. Okay, so that's Parshat Cheshbon. Let's go back to Sukkah. So what's Sukkah? Why is Sukkah different? So the answer is the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin. Hichik from the Sichoch Gimut Tfachim Psula. What's that halacha about? So why is that so? Why in fact is there such a halacha that the Tfanos have to be smuchos l'schach, smuchos l'sukkah? What's the get of this halacha? It's unique to sukkah that the schach has to be close by. Just understand it better. Moreover, Lashon Tosus, there's a diuk here in the Lashon of Tosus in Shabbos. When Tosus explains in the Teretz, Tirech, the shiny hasan gabi sukkah, the be'inan she'yu mechitzus smuchos l'schach, yeah? You need to have smuchos l'schach. Now, what's the next line? I read it quickly before. Let's go. The alfinan hasan mechitzos mi basukas basukas basukas. What is that? That's the halacha that we learn out the vavim beis. How many tfanos you need for sukkah? How many machukas tanoim and how you darshin it? Molei chaser sukkos basukas and dalha. What's that do they? The fact that we learn out they need tfanos teaches me that you need smuchos l'schach. What's Pshantosis? The next Kedamina, and I understand, Kedamina Hasim Hichik, that's the din of Hichik. But Tosis is building off of the fact that there's the Alfusa, that what? Masukas, Pasukas, Pasukas. What does that do to anything? You want to know that you need Smuchas Aschach, quote the Mishnah Yerzayin. What did he start by quoting the din of Nitfanos? Nitfanos doesn't talk about the distance of Nitfanos. Why is that relevant? That we learn out mechitzos and basukas, basukas, basukas. What's the pshat? Shmuel, yeah? So here we're getting a little bit more to the lamdis, and I think this would be good if we learn a little bit in the Ran and the Ritva. I think it could become, even more sharper focus. They are, the way you put it, they are essential part of the sukkah. And therefore, we understand that there's a din of smuchos, right? That's kind of where you're going. That's the basic approach here. By learning out sukkos, basukas, basukos, and nitfanos, means that the tfanos are part of the chefs of the sukkah. And okay, and that's going to help us understand why it has to be close to the sukkah. Let's explain that better. Let's look at the Lashon of the Ran. Again, the Ran also has this kasha. We'll get the last paragraph of the Ran that brings this kasha. Umakshu hacha. Everyone see it? Umakshu hacha. So this is the same kasha. What's the difference between sukkah case and the case of baris? Umakshu hacha. Yeah, it's the last paragraph of the Ran on our Gemara. It'll be a minute. Everybody? Yeah? Umachshu acha mida amrinan beperkam de Shabbos. Bayis she'ein tocho asara bekiruya mashkimu asara algago mutu letaltel, because from that perspective it's asara, because it's outside, there's a roof which makes asara. That's on the outside, on the roof. And then it goes on. Perush kim the gemara asara habishu say yachid. Good. Betocho, within the bayis, ein metaltkan eladalet amos. Why? Perush. From the inside, you don't have asara height. There's no mechitzas asara from the inside. It's only with the gag on the outside you have asara, but not inside the house. But the Gemara continues, if you would carve down the shir daud al daud, that's how it has to be to establish the shir daud al daud, muta l'talta b'kula based on chore. Umidra min hachi stama, by stating it without any qualifications, mashma afil yesh bein chakak v'lakosel yoseh mishlosh etzvachim. Really, he should say, not yoseh, he should say even the three or more, right? Three already is already yoseh milav, right? Okay. Even if you have, it's mashma, even if you have more than three tvachim, nevertheless, it's kosher. And our Gemara says it has to be less than three tvachim. And for the Ran, Lav v'Lav Kushi. Now here, listen carefully, and I think it will come together what Tosis and Shabbos was saying. Lashon Aran, Lav Kushi da Hacha Gabi Suka. Shemitzvasa bitfanos. The mitzvah of Sukkah is entailing tfanos. That's part of the essence of the mitzvah. That's the chefs of the mitzvah, not just schach. But tfanos. Tahachi gemiri. That's what we learn out. Basukos, basukos. He's quoting, without quoting the words basukos, he's quoting the Gemara that Tosis quoted. That's what I say. I say it's really shedding light on Tosis. Therefore, now here comes the punchline. Because mitzvah and mitfanos, be'inan, she'yud fanoseha smuchos la, bepachas mishlosha, therefore they have to be within three. K'day she'yud niros, now what's the next word by you in the Ran? Kishalem, that should be the word. There are some editions that say kishalem, which doesn't make sense. And in the Ritva, you see clearly that nusach should be kishalem. Meaning, kadesh niros kishalem, what is he saying? That shows what? That the sukkah, that the tfanos belong to the sukkah. No, you have to create a sheiches here. If it's within three, then you can see the sheiches. The tfanos are part of the essence of the sukkah. That's the mitzvah of the sukkah. You're not just Yosef, you might say, in the Schach, Yosef in the Tfanos as well. Maybe I'm being too strident about it, but the Tfanos are part of the Chetz of the Sukkah, and therefore for the Tfanos to be Mesiachis to the Sukkah, when you're in a Sukkah, you're in a Sukkah of Schach and a Sukkah of Tfanos. You have to see the relationship, you have to see the belonging, you have to see the Sheiches. And therefore, Yenir's Kishalach. The Lashon HaRitva is also, that's why I understood that the Kishalah and the Ritva is also similar Lashon. The Ritva is Lashon. Gabi Sukkah Shemitzvasa Bitfanos, Ve'ina Pechusa Mishlosha, Kedei Sheyu Defanos HaSukkah Niros Kishalah. Lashon of the Ritva. Continues the Ran, that's by Sukkah. That's why it's got to be with love, it has to be within three. When it comes to Shabbos, Birshus Miyuchad, and this is the parallel to our Tosis. What were the Lashon of our Tosis? Lo Dami, Birshus Shabbos, that's what? What did Tosis say? Birshus Shabbos, Shehu, Limnoa, Regel, Rabbi. Now look at the Rab. Birshus Miyuchad, She'ein HaRabin Bokin Bo, Sagi. What suffices by Shabbos? That the Birshus is a Birshus that is not going to be trespassed. People are not going to come in and trespass. Hilkach. Kosho mukso. Are the machitzos part of the definition here? They're just, what's important about machitzos is what they accomplish. By sukkah, the tfanos are part of the chefs of the sukkah, mitzvahs of the tfanos. So you have to relate the tfanos to the sukkah. They have to be within three. Therefore, you have to add, the chatak has to be within three of the walls. That's sukkah. However, by Shabbos, says the Ran, to create Rishus HaYachid, It just has to be the reshus. From the perspective of the reshus, it is a reshus that has been marked off for trespassing, that people should not come and trespass. Shina rabin bokimbo sagi. That's enough. In other words, what's to be accomplished from the machitzas, not mitzvasa b'machitzas. Reshus hayachid is a function of the fact that it's ain a rabin bokimbo. Limnoa rego rabin. Hilkach. Therefore, rekalef luge betzvuchus l'mflagos. There really should be no difference how close or how far, as long as the accomplishment is that it keeps out trespasses. It marks off the reshus she'ein right lumnoa rego rabin from coming in. So once there is that message of the mechitza that marks off that the reshus is separate and distinct from what's outside. Outsiders are not to be coming in. So therefore, how close, how far is irrelevant. Could be more than three tefachim or more. What's different about sukkah? Very important. Love the shavar here. What's different about sukkah? Sukkah mitzvasa mitzvanos. That's what Tosis is saying in Shabbos. Kid yalfinan basukos basukos basukos. This is a halacha in sukkah. The tefanos are part of the chefs of the sukkah. And if it's part of the chefs of the sukkah, so now take the words of the Rana and the Ritva. You need it to be samach. Why? Because since it's mitzvasa mitzvanos, it has to be clear that the tefanos are shayach to the sukkah. If it's more than, if it's three or more, then it's not, doesn't seem to be shayach to the sukkah. And the sukkah has to be defined in terms of its essence, its identity, its definition. Its definition is not just schach, its definition is schach and tefanos. Therefore, the tefanos have to be close by. Masha'enkin by Shabbos, it's not that way. What results from the mechitzah is what's important. That the reshus is now segregated from outsiders trespassing. So that there's no difference how close, how far. This is seemingly the teretz of Tosfos. Chor Tosfos here, Tosfos in Shabbos. Similar basic approach. The sugya's about hirchik, about creating that bridging that gap, that distance. That's what you need for lesson gimel tefachim. This is chor the Rana and the Ritva as well. Now we're going to see, it's going to get more nuanced than this, but this is a chora I would like to put together, the Tosas here, Tosas in Shabbos, the Ran and the Ritva, basically the same approach. Second Rafi, we're to start looking, maybe we'll be able to even today, start looking at the Rush, and it's going to be more intriguing, and then we have to look at Tosas Yishanim, which we'll get to also probably tomorrow, on the side of the Tosas in Shabbos. Questions, Rafi? From what perspective?
A deer, meaning if something needs to be deer as their eyes, so then kind of deer, if your wall are 100 feet away from where you're living, you're not like enclosed, it's not like a deer at all.
You want to add the point of deer. What are you gaining with that? I mean, you could add that. I mean, it could be that what you're saying is true, that part of what we're saying in your nearest kishala is to make a deer. I mean, you're adding a little bit of a hesber, but like, what do you mean? I don't know if you need it. What? You're giving a bit of a hesber for this idea that the sukkah, part of the definition of sukkah is tefanos, and therefore the tefanos have to be shayach la, nearest kishala. You're just adding the dira idea. I think it's correct. I mean, just adding that point of ke'en dira. It's good. What you think is good? I mean, we're going to see this come up in the next Gemara in terms of an amud and gurasik by sukkah. We're going to see this idea that there has to be a visible mechitza perhaps because of that. You can't just imagine it. It could be. They're saying it's good. So that's also why the tefanos have to be samach, because of the dira that it has to create. And masha'enkin by Shabbos, this is halacha of dira. The Shabbos halacha, that the reshus is marked off from trespass. Right? That can be from a distance as well. Yeah, Shmuel, and then...
that idea, that would be totally against the Rana. Then you're saying, machitos are a means to get dira. They're not part of it.
No. They're creating the dira. No. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have a dira. So that makes the dira. So that's the essence of it. That's dira. No, that.
My Shabbos
is not about dira. No. No. But no omega rabbin. No. Again. The accomplishment, the no omega rabbin, is accomplished the same close so far. So the mechitzos are not part of the definition. It's just what comes out of it, like the shemira that comes from it. Shemira results from wherever the machitzas are. Because it's mitzvasa b'tfanos, Therefore, you need to be near Eis Kishela, the Lashon of the Ritva, Lashon of the Ran. You have to see the Shaykhis. They have to be there. They're making the Sukkah. The Sukkah is defined in terms of... I'll give you a mashal and afkamina or two. Like this. Again, I'm not saying everything has to line up perfectly in terms of the Shitas, but I'm going to give you a mashal, an idea or two. The Sukkah, I mean, because, you know, you want the key of Sukkah anyway. So the Indian of actually Sukkah, Suim Bahana, right, Daftes. So there's a halacha that we're going out, Sukkim, that you can't be nena, take a muksa idea, whatever you'll have you explain it. The schach for sure has the halacha. You can't get hana from it. It has a special status. Does that halacha apply to Tfanus as well? So machogis rishonim. I'm not saying it has to perfectly line up. You can say it's part of the mitzvah in one respect, not in others, but give you a mashal. If you're going to hold that the Isser Hana extends to Tfanus as well, Shita Saramba Mumasa, the Rosh holds differently, but Lamaisa, the Rambam holds that it is, then it's certainly easier to understand what we're saying, that Tfanus are part of the Chefs of the Sukkah. The Isser Hana extends to Tfanus too. There's a Tosis in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, in the Gea Bal Tosif. Tosis has a Yisod that if you do a mitzvah many times, you do it more of the mitzvah, it's not Bal Tosif. Tosis explains different examples. So one of the examples he mentions, let's say you have a sukkah, four walls. So you didn't have to have four walls, you could have three walls. So is it not Bal Tosif that you're sitting in a sukkah, four walls? Tosis says, no, it's not, fine. But Tosis speaks about it. What's Sheikhs? To sit in a sukkah of four walls is to entertain even a havmin of a havmin at the baltosa, because there's four walls rather than three walls. Tfanos of the sukkah have to do with your kiyum mitzvah. Elamai, you see already somehow that the kiyum mitzvah sukkah is relating not just to the schach. But you, again, maybe not all the rishonim have to take this to that extent, but your kiyum mitzvah sukkah, yeshiva sukkah, relates to your fact that you're yoshev in an entity that has tfanos too. And that is part of the definition of Yemaisa Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. Again, it's not a perfect analogy, but it's enough to hear the idea that the Rishonim are saying that the Tfanos Mitzvahs are Mitzvahs. Again, there's a lot of gray area here to maneuver with in terms of different inyanim and different shitas, but the point being, that's why you need to have the kiruv of the Tfanos to the Sukkah. Because the Tfanos go into the essence of the Sukkah, the essence of the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. And if you don't have that shaykhis, you don't see that shaykhis, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Hirchik min atfanos gimu tfachim sula, because you don't have that sense of a cheft of a sukkah with tfanos. Shabbos doesn't have that halach. Shabbos is just l'mno regal radim. Shabbos is the shmir that comes from the mechitza. Close, far, l'maisa, the reshus is shamur through the mechitzas. So there's no din, the etzim, the mechitzas have to be nearest kishalah. There's no idea like that. This is l'chayra what these Rishonim are all saying. I'm trying to remember who else before. Okay.
Is it true that the only point in the Mechitzas and Shabbos is no regular minhag? It's very easy to say that they're also part of creating the Rishus.
The Rishus is created because of the fact that the Rishus is shamur. Again, what? We're going to get to the Rav Chaim.
No, I'm not talking about the Rav Chaim. But I know what I'm saying. Like, we ask another kasha, like, if, can I don't have walls, have a different type of shmira, is it also a rishus? Would anyone say that?
No. Right, of course, there's halachas to the machitza. How tall has to
be
there?
What?
Right. But if the machitza's role is to create shmira, then there's no din has to be nearer kishalah. The mechitza's identity, let's just put it this way, mechitza's identity is framed in terms of what it accomplishes. Okay? I hear what was Baruch Shmuel about the Dira point now, because he's saying it accomplishes Dira. It's not a kasha, really. But you think the mechitza of Shabbos is framed in terms of what it accomplishes, the shmira that it creates for the Rishus. And here, the tfanos are the definition itself. And therefore, you have to see the shaykhis right there because we don't have your sukkah. Yeah.
You still need a roof, though, right? You can't just have like four walls that don't have a roof.
No, sukkah, of course.
But first, Shabbos.
Shabbos. No, you do.
So how do you have a
concept of Rishus HaYachid Nekura also, but the classic Rishus HaYachid is not no roof.
So like, what's stopping any two walls that are infinitely apart from making a Rishus HaYachid? Any two walls?
No, so it has to be mukaf for dira, and it has to be, if it's too much, it's called a karfaf. There might be some limit in terms of at least the rabbanon, it can't count anymore beyond a certain shear. But lemaisa, really nothing in essence. I mean, it just, as long as you can have a very big area, and if it's fenced in, it's just a yachid. There are gedarim of karfaf and so on where it could be better. Hukaf, we have no hukaf ledira, no hukaf ledira. But basically, yeah, it doesn't have to be the reshus that's enclosed by, let's say, machitza, by fences. That's reshus hayachid. Three fences, four fences, but machok is reshon. How many machitzas you need? Look at the lashon of the Rosh, everybody. Now it's going to get interesting. You do have it's not the tzura sada, but it's good enough, right? Look at the Rosh in Shabbos, Perek Aleph Siman Yer Aleph. Something very strange. Okay, very strange. He starts off exactly like we would want, based on having seen the Tosis here, Tosis in Shabbos, the Ran, the Ritva, beautiful. But then he goes off to something else, which at first glance sounds like he's saying something very different. And then let's see the words of the Rush. Amar Rav Gidol, right? Amar Rav Chia, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. This is the Gemara there in Zion on the base. Bayis, She'em B'tocho Yud. Inside there's no Yud Tvachim. The kiruyo and the roof, mashlim ol asara. So now from the outside, you have 10, if you include the roof. From the inside, it's not a height of 10. So then the din is, you saw this in the Ran quoted, al gago muto utauta bekulo. You'll let it be utauta on the roof, because that's considered rishus hayachid. The tochob, if you're walking inside, em utauta na udaramus, because it's a carmelis. So the carmelis, you cannot carry, it's not rishus hayachid. Then you could carry in the entire area. Says the Rosh, here we're not going to limit the din that you can metaltel based on Rishus HaYachid after you dug down. You're not going to limit it to a case where it's less than 3 tefachim to the wall. It can even be 3 tefachim, it's no longer lovely. Aye, the Gemara in Sukkah. The lo dami lo dami na bepekam in the Sukkah she'ena gvor yod v'chakak bog di ashim ol yod im yesh misfas chakak v'kosu shul shet pachim sura. And here you're telling me it's kosher even 3 tefachim. What's the difference? Says the Rosh. The gabi Sukkah be'inan mechitzos muchos eschach. Beautiful. So far, mamish what we're doing, right? Mamish the Tosis, the Ran, the Ritva. The Amar Hashem Shemichir Hichik Schach Na Farski with Fachim Sula. Avu Gabi Shabbos Rak Shereshus Mishtamer Ayidei Mechitzos Afir Rechokim Mimenu Habe Koy Reshus Ayachid. Okay, the Rush would stop right here. Shalom Yisrael. Beautiful, beautiful. Understand the Rush, the Rin, the Ran, the Rit for Tosis. Ah, it's all good. Except the Rush, he adds something. Hilchach. Having said this, Hilchach Ayidei Mechitzos Hachitzonos. Shegivos asara, nikra rishus hayachid. Now, this house, so the outside of the house, which goes, you can include the roof, you have asara. Says the Rosh, so with the outside machitzos, which are asara, nikra rishus hayachid. Avloi di apnimis. But it's not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to use the walls of the inside of the house. In other words, the walls on the outside, they will accomplish their work. But not the walls on the inside. Why? Because the pit that you dug down is not going to combine with the walls on the inside. Why? Halacha l'maisa would follow from here, says the Karban Asano. Let's say there are no mechitzos chitzonos that are growing yud. Let's say even on the outside it's not growing yud. And all you did was create a height of yud by digging down. But you don't have any mechitzos chitzonos to connect with that are gvon yud. Then the only way it's going to work by the bias is what? If it's going to be a distance of less than 3 to the walls. Because you're stuck. Here you have b'chitzus chitzonus. That's what he says based on the Rash. Rabosai, what's going on here? Everything sounds so perfect until we get to the last line. What is he talking about? What exactly does he mean? So we have to talk about this. And if they look at the Tosfos Yeshanim, there's more here that may meet the eye, right? That they're talking about b'chitzus chitzonus and what's going on. Up until now, the way we set up the sugya, the only issue to be concerned about in our Gemara is one of why im lav psula. Why? What's the problem that we see from the end of the Tosfos and the Rishonim? What's the issue? Richuk tfanos minaschach minasuka. As we see, mitzvah tfanos nearest kishala. That's the only issue. We present at the beginning of the sugya another potential problem. What was that? Why do you need lavud? Because you have no single wall of ten. Because each time the wall is what it is, but they're not in one place. Love allows the walls to be considered unified. But we said the Rishonim don't seem to accept that as part of the sugya, and that seems to show that didn't bother us. You can have a machitza basar in two different places. Two here, eight there. This may change. Okay.